Last year, 135 homeless people reportedly died between January and June, according to newly released data from Toronto Public Health. By these figures, an average of more than 5 unhoused people died each week during the first 6 months of 2024. The death count is slightly higher than 2023, when 131 homeless people died between January and June. Last year's figure is lower than stats for 2022, when 155 deaths were reported during the year's initial 6 months. Across all 3 years, acute drug toxicity has remained the leading cause of death among homeless people in Toronto, reaching 54% in 2024. Other diseases, unintentional injury, suicide, cardiovascular disease and unknown circumstances are among other causes of death mentioned in the Toronto Public Health Report. The city's health authority said 30% of the homelessness deaths from January to June in 2024 occurred outdoors, while 23% happened in shelters and 15% occurred in hospitals or clinics. Altogether, the report notes that those experiencing homelessness are at increased risk of dying prematurely and suffer a higher incidence of chronic and acute health issues. The median age of males experiencing homelessness in Toronto during the first half of 2024 was 50 years old, though the median age among females skewed lower to 36 years old. Last year's data on the median age of females experiencing homelessness was younger than in years prior, 43 in 2023 and 42 in 2022. Among Toronto's general population, the median age of death in 2022 was 78 years old among males and 85 years old among females, according to Toronto Public Health data. Most unhoused people who died in Toronto during the first 6 months of 2024 were between 40 and 59 years old, records show. 77% were male, 19% were female and 4% were transgender. Data for the latter half of 2024 is not yet available. In 2023, 166 homeless people reportedly died from July to December and 3 people died in unspecified months, bringing the death toll to 300. In 2022, Toronto Public Health said 167 unhoused people died in the year's final 6 months and the date of 9 deaths was unspecified, bringing the year's count to 331. The City of Toronto said it continues to invest in health and safety in shelters and street outreach programs to support people living outside. Toronto Public Health also offers harm reduction programs for people who use drugs in the city, including opioid substitution clinics and the availability of naloxone kits. The health authority said it is also partnering with primary care, community clinics and service providers to deliver integrated physical, mental health and harm reduction services. The city's Board of Health is currently fighting to keep some safe injection sites open amid a bill from Doug Ford governments that would force 5 safe injection sites in Toronto to close by March 31.